Hello, I'm Timothy Ndebisai with the BBC News. A spokeswoman for the late Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, says his former chief of staff, Leonid Volkov, has been attacked with a hammer outside his home in the Lithuanian capital, Vilnius. He's been taken to hospital by ambulance. Sarah Rainsford reports.
Members of Alexei Navalny's team say the unknown attacker smashed the car window, sprayed tear gas at Leonid Volkov, and then began to beat him with a hammer. Pictures they posted show Mr. Volkov with a bloodied left leg and what looks like bruising to the forehead. It's not clear whether this attack is linked in any way to his political activity, but it will be extremely worrying for the whole Navalny team, just a few weeks after the opposition leader himself died suddenly in a Russian prison.
US media are reporting that Joe Biden is the presumptive nominee for the Democrats for this year's presidential election following primaries in a number of states. Donald Trump is expected to clinch the nomination for the Republicans when results are counted in the next few hours. Both parties have held primaries in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington. President Biden has announced an emergency aid package for Ukraine to the tune of $300 million to provide much-needed munitions for the country. The White House described it as a stopgap measure, while a much larger package remains stalled in Congress. Mr. Biden said Ukraine needs so much more and urged Congress to unblock it.
It's not nearly enough what I'm announcing today. Congress must pass the bipartisan national security bill now, which includes urgent funding for Ukraine. We must act before it literally is too late. Because as Poland remembers, Russia won't stop at Ukraine. Putin will keep going, putting Europe, the United States, and the entire free world at risk, in my view.
The United States says it expects a transitional council to be in place in Haiti over the next 2 days as the violence-ridden country is left without a leader. It will be tasked with nominating a new prime minister following the resignation of Ariel Henry on Monday. But our correspondent, Will Grant, who is in the neighbouring Dominican Republic, says even a transitional council might not bring calm to the streets.
This crisis goes beyond, well beyond, the resignation or otherwise of one man. Of course, it was something that the gangs, and particularly the gang leader Jimmy Barbecue Cherezia, had been calling for. So, in a sense, perhaps it will embolden those gangs. They have managed to force out the Prime Minister with force on the streets, a show of fighting on the streets. So they may well be feeling more emboldened. And as it is, they control 80% of the capital. So it remains a very, very bleak picture, even though he's gone, in the sense that there may still be worse to come.
That was Will Grant. This is the World News from the BBC. The EU's foreign policy chief has said starvation is being used as an arm of war in Gaza. Joseph Borrell described the lack of aid entering the territory as a man-made disaster. Mr. Borrell said what was happening in Gaza should be condemned with the same words used to describe what was happening in Ukraine. An armed man who hijacked a bus in Rio de Janeiro has given himself up to police after a three-hour siege. The 17 people who were kept hostage have been released unharmed. The incident happened at Rio's busy intercity bus terminal. Brazilian media reported that he fired several shots from inside the bus as it stopped at a terminal to repair a broken air conditioning system. Police say he was a convicted criminal who was on the run. A Coptic church in South Africa says three of its monks have been murdered inside a monastery. The Christian Coptic Orthodox Church of Egypt said the police were investigating the attack in St. Mark's Monastery in Johannesburg. An internal investigation has also been launched. A survey has found that giant redwoods, the biggest trees on the planet, are thriving in Britain. A report published in the Royal Society journal Open Science says the trees aren't quite as tall as those found in the native California yet, but they're becoming a rapidly growing part of the British landscape. Our science editor, Rebecca Morell, reports.
Giant redwoods were brought to the UK 160 years ago. A new study shows the damp, mild weather suits them, and it's now estimated there are 500,000 of the giant trees here. They outnumber the redwoods in their native Californian range, where there are fewer than 80,000 trees and they're at risk from climate change. But the trees in the UK are far younger and at just under 55 metres are far shorter than their centuries-old American counterparts, which can reach 90 metres high.
BBC News.